Welcome to the Talking About Horses podcast with Di Denton, where we talk about all things horses. From interviews with leading horse people and industry experts, to useful and usable ideas, resources and discussions, we're talking about horses. Today's Talking About Horses episode is brought to you by Muddy Creek Rain Gear, the riding rain gear that really works. Whether it's long, short or high-vis rain gear that you're after, there'll be something to keep you dry and comfortable in any range of weathers in the Muddy Creek Rain Gear range. Check it out at www.muddycreekraingear.com.au. So, if you're ready, let's get going. Another interesting episode awaits. I'm sitting beside the hippo pools on the Masai Mara of Kenya here, having just spent the last 8 days, is it, Daisy?
8 days, yeah.
Yeah. We're on a globe-trotting African horse safari. And I'm here with assistant guide extraordinaire, you have to call her, Daisy Soames. Now, Daisy hails from Oxford. So we could title this podcast Riding High with the English Aristocracy in Africa. Does that sound reasonable, Daisy?
Oh, goodness, I am.
So, just tell us about yourself, Daisy. How did you come to be here in Africa? And it's a long way from England, but this is your fourth year here, isn't it?
This is my fourth year helping out here, and I've been volunteering every summer during my university breaks. And I heard about it through my brother, who had travelled through Kenya on his gap year when he was 18. He showed me his photos and told me all about it. And if any horse-mad person with a desire to go to Africa, I mean, this is the best thing to do. So I wrote a letter and sent my CV. It was all a bit pleading, but he said, yes, I could come. And every year I send the same letter again, pleading once more if I can come again. So here I am, 4 years round, having just graduated, and now coming out to pursue fortune and fame on the great Masai Mara Plains and hopefully become a safari guide, a horseback safari guide.
Now, you're working with Offbeat Safaris here, is that right?
Yeah, Offbeat Safaris are the outfitter for globetrotting, and I'm working for them, and I work for, there are four guides, and I've worked for all of them over the 4 years that I've been here.
Right, okay. And so what's a day in the life of an assistant safari guide like?
Oh, it's endless. So you get up very early and go out usually for a morning ride if we're staying within camp that day. And we ride for 3 to 4 hours in the morning, come back for a breakfast or a brunch, maybe a game drive later and a siesta, and then have an evening ride from about 4:30, and you get back before it's dark and the lions start hunting. And then on moving days, we ride all day with a break for lunch while camp is completely taken down, and then we ride in to the next camp where it all looks exactly the same, although in a different location. And we ride in just in time to pour ourselves a gin and tonic and watch the sun go down.
Fair enough. How many horses and is the team running here, and what sort of is the general size of the groups that go out?
So the maximum that we take is 12 guests, and that usually has an assistant and the guide. So that's about 14 people, and you have usually about 4 spare horses, like we have on this trip. And then on the next trip, I know we've got 17 horses being run, and there are 4 sices to help with that, grooms. And then within camp, there's a staff of over 20 people to do the tents, drive the lorries, and organise our showers, dig those loos, all the things that you need to make a safari run smoothly.
Obviously, you've ridden before coming out here originally. What's your background with horses?
My background with horses is very much a sort of traditional English one, in that my family taught me, my mother taught me, and as soon as I could canter and hold on to that saddle, I was taken hunting, which is a bit of a baptism of fire, but it's one of the most exciting ways to learn, and it really inspires a passion for riding and adrenaline, which I definitely think that hunting has been. Coming to Africa and riding with elephants here is like the summer equivalent of hunting in England. You get the same adrenaline rush. that you get there.
Terror rush, you mean?
Yeah, terrifying.
And where are the general nationalities of people that come out? Because it must be a broad range and you must see a big mix of people.
Yeah, there is a big mix, but I mean, mainly it's Brits. Mainly it's about, I think, 60% Brits, and then we get quite a few Aussies and Americans, and then you get a smaller percentage of people from all around the world. But we had, the furthest afield, we had five Japanese guys come riding, which was amazing. They didn't really speak much English, but we had a great week speaking in sign language and singing songs, and I learnt a few words of Japanese, so it was really, really good fun.
So, from your years here on the Mara, what's your highlights, do you think? I mean, for me, every day on this trip, there's been multiple highlights. So, to pick one or a few, I know, is just so hard. But what do you reckon?
I absolutely couldn't put it down. Every day is so different, and every day seems to get better than the last. My favourite animals to encounter are definitely elephants. What can happen with them is just so exciting, and it really gets the blood up.
And I believe you're heading off to get your guiding badge?
Hopefully. Hopefully in April I'm going down to maybe Botswana to try and do a guiding course there, and that would qualify me to work in South Africa and Zimbabwe and Botswana.
Okay, so you won't just be sticking with Offbeat then?
Well, hopefully.
Or do they have rides down there as well?
And they don't have rides there, but there are, you know, horse riding safaris in Africa are pretty niche. So in order to broaden my chances of getting a permanent job out here, then I'm hoping to open myself up to work in other countries as well.
Yeah.
All options.
Yeah.
I'd love to work in Kenya. Yeah. The game here is just outstanding, and it's unlike anywhere else in the world. So, I mean, that would be the dream, but I've got to be a bit pragmatic as well.
So what does your family and friends back home in the cold UK think of you being out here, all uni break and gap year things in the heat of the Kenyan summer?
They're so jealous. They wish that they were here, and they're very supportive. My father's romantic and so tells me to follow my dreams. My mother's a bit more practical, but she loves Africa herself, so she completely understands.
That's wonderful. So what would you tell anybody that was thinking of coming on the safari or looking at a gap year out here with one of the outfitters? What words of wisdom?
Oh, kick on, hang on.
Yeah. Watch out for charging elephants.
Yeah, exactly. Just, yeah. You know, look behind you as well. Sometimes there might be a lion creeping up.
Thanks, Desi. It has been the utmost pleasure riding with you this last week. You've just made the trip. And I know, speaking for myself and all the others, we've just thoroughly enjoyed your company. So thanks heaps, Desi.
Oh, it's been really fun.
Thanks for listening to the Talking About Horses podcast today. This podcast has been brought to you by Muddy Creek Rain Gear. Rain gear for people who love to ride no matter what the weather. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it if you were to subscribe, share it with your friends, and leave a review on iTunes. If you'd like to find out more about today's conversation topic or continue the conversation, then simply head over to the Talking About Horses podcast page on the Muddy Creek Rain Gear website at www.muddycreekraingear.com.au/news, where you can also check out their great range of wet weather gear. Thanks for listening. I'll be talking about horses again soon.